Welcome to Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week, we learn the story behind that vanity plate. You know, the one you saw driving down the road? What does it say? What does it mean? Why did they choose it? Today's guests are a real-life happily ever after. Megan and Steve met, fell in love, and blended their families. And Steve commemorated his love for Megan with his plate, Meg's Man.
I got the plate because, like I said, she was my dream girl, and my forever dream girl, actually. I don't mind letting the whole world know.
I spotted Steve's plate in a parking lot, and I'm happy to have him and the girl of his dreams right here on Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Let's get to know the happy couple behind Meg's Man. Welcome. I am so excited to be here with Megan and Steve from Orange County, New York. I originally spotted Steve's car at a Market 32 parking lot in, I think it was in Newburgh. I was in the parking lot and I just saw the plate and I had to stop and leave one of my plate wrangling postcards because I thought it was adorable. And then I found out that it was actually a double plate. So I'm here today with Megan and Steve, Megan, Meg's Benz, and Steve, Meg's Man. Welcome you guys to the show.
Hiya, thanks for having us.
I want to tell you, you're my very first couple interview. Well, I'm really excited to have you both on here. Now, Steve, you got my postcard when you came out of the store. What was your first thought when you saw it?
I thought it was really, really cool, and I was excited. I took a picture.
He sent me a picture. I thought it was.
Sent it to Megan. put it on Facebook. Hmm. Found this postcard on my Jeep. I was excited about it.
That's awesome. I remember seeing it on Facebook, and I'm not sure how I even saw it because we aren't Facebook friends. And then my sister saw it and she shared it as well. So that made a little bit of a rounds on Facebook. That was really great that you did that.
Oh, that's so funny.
So you guys, tell me the story behind your plates. Steve, let's start with you since yours is the one I spotted. Why did you choose Meg's Man for your license plate?
Megan's my dream girl. I just can't scream into the world loud enough. You know, how much I love her, so.
Oh. That's so sweet.
Being a rom-com girl, I'm just like melting right now. I want you to know that, Steve. Like, I want to see you on the big screen in a really awesome romantic comedy movie right now, your love story. That's amazing.
Well, you know what? We both have three children from different marriages. It's just, the whole thing is just, it's just been a fairy tale. And I'm still not even that person to say that. But it has been. It's since the beginning. It's just like we were just meant to be. And we've both been through the worst of the worst to finally appreciate what we have now. So that's pretty much.
I love that. Now, most people wouldn't say a blended family with three kids from each marriage would be a fairy tale. That sounds actually like a lot of work.
It's something else, I'll tell you that much. This morning was a little bit hectic, but we make it work. We're a team, and I never had that before. So.
Yeah, and what are the ages of the kids?
Go ahead, babe. Take it over there.
Oh, my God.
So we have 21. I'll do it. 21. Well, almost 21. 20. 17. 7, 6, 4, and 17 months.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So there are a lot of personalities.
Yep. I took care of my sisters. I don't have kids. I've never had children. I'm more of a dog mom. And my sister has two kids, 4 and 2. And I watched them for like 5 days. I never had kids. So for me, I was really nervous and I was really stressed about it. And that was just two kids for like a handful of days. And I was able to hand them back. So I'm just very impressed that you guys just take it on and you love it.
Oh, no, it's definitely, every day is an adventure with these kids, especially the four little ones at home. Every day is an adventure. I'm lucky enough to work from home, so I get to be with them. I get to raise them every day.
I love it. Now, Steve, because you spoke so lovingly about Megan and being your dream girl, can you tell me how you guys met? Can I hear a little bit of your origin story?
Go ahead, stalker.
Yeah, we met on Facebook.
He stalked me. What was it? You said like 2 years or something?
She thought I was a funny guy.
Yeah.
Liked a lot of the stuff I put on Facebook.
I mean, that's a very modern fairy tale, right? We met on social media.
I never thought I had a shot in the world with her, but I took a shot. I love
you. So you were connected for 2 years on social media. She was liking your posts, and you were certainly enthralled with her, it sounds like. What made you take that leap and just go for it and see if maybe she would be willing to be a little bit more than Facebook friends?
I solely depended on my humor to make this deal happen. I needed a lot more than my looks. That's what I figured.
Oh, you're so ridiculous.
Ah, stop.
I figured I'm funny, and I'm a nice guy, so maybe I got a shot.
And it sounds like Megan thinks you're a pretty good catch, so I wouldn't sell yourself too short there.
Oh, can't scream it enough.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are adorable. I want to just, like, lounge around in your origin story for a while. So, Megan, tell me how it was for you. Like, what was your side of that he said, she said, of those 2 years and when he finally asked you out?
Well, I was married. I've been divorced for about a year and a half now. So I'm sure that kept him away, too, for a while. And I think once my name changed, maybe, he was more apt to speak. And then all of a sudden, we just talked. And he was a bit of a clinger for a while. But, Dave, what did I put you off for? Like a month and a half or something?
Yeah, she made me work for it.
Yeah. So, because, you know, you go through stuff and you're like, ugh, don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine if you're going through a divorce and things are ending with somebody that you cared enough about to marry and maybe even have kids with,
exactly,
to take on another person and all their baggage, that might seem a little overwhelming right away.
A little bit, especially when you have your own baggage. But yeah. We went out, finally, and it was wonderful. And we clicked from the first date. I can't explain it. It felt like...
I love it.
It just felt like we were together forever.
That's lovely. Now, where was your first date?
It was in Marlborough at the Raccoon Saloon, actually.
All right, cool. So when you decided to go out, was that like a place that was a safe place? Meet some guy I don't know in real life?
Yeah. Oh my God, the joke of the town with all my girlfriends and clients. And when the girls hear this, they're going to die. I shared my location with all of them. And a few of them were like, he's going to cut you up and put you in the back of his tractor trailer. So so I shared my location with all my friends. And yes, it was a safe place, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just sort of putting myself in your shoes. Like, here's a guy I've been sort of just liking his posts for a couple of years. Now, all of a sudden, I'm meeting him in person. I don't know him.
Exactly.
That's how I would have handled it, too.
Yeah, so all my girlfriends were tracking me via iPhone that whole night.
I had to send her two different forms of ID.
He had to send me his old license plate pictures of them. And his license.
That's awesome. You can't be too careful today.
You cannot, nope.
And so, Steve, how did you feel about that when she was, like, making you jump through some hoops before she was willing to get together?
I was excited to jump, actually.
Aww.
Whatever it takes.
I love it. Now, it sounds for Megan like it was just a match made in heaven from the very start. Steven, what do you remember most about that first date?
She made me nervous.
Oh, my God. He could barely look at me. I remember that much.
I was too nervous to make eye contact with her because she was like the prettiest little thing I've ever seen.
Aww. There's that family making sure they get a voice in this story too. How long did you guys hang out before you introduced your families to each other?
A while.
Yeah, it was a while. I would say
it was a while.
I would say a few months.
And there, a lot of them are young, but so the older ones, how did they get along? How did they feel about this connection?
My older boys. Like all of my boys, I got three boys, and they all absolutely, they adore Megan.
And I more than adore them.
she treats them as her own, and that's the, you know, most, that's the best part for me, because they went, you know, 7 years without a mother in their life, so.
Well, for me, it wasn't even a second thought. I just, the moment I met them, it was just an instant connection, the same as I feel for my own. It just, I can't explain it.
They're very lucky. All your kids are so lucky to have both of you in their lives.
It's amazing that what we have as a family.
What advice would you give people in this situation similar to yours?
Just know what you're looking for and never settle. I mean, I was never going to do this again. By this, I mean, I was never getting married again. I didn't even want to date. I hated the whole dating scene. But I stuck to my guns. I had what I wanted in my mind, and I wasn't going to settle, and I found it. So
that's the main thing that attracted me to Megan also, is that she's very, you know, family oriented. Like, she's such an amazing mother to her kids, and I've never seen any mother love their kids, you know, more than Megan. So
aww.
I figured my kids would definitely appreciate her.
I really appreciate you guys sharing your story of your family and how you got together. I'm just a sucker for a good love story. So, Megan, how did you choose your plate? Your plate is Meg's Benz. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've always wanted a Mercedes since I was a little girl. So for me to finally have that Mercedes was not to say that I made it, but I've worked so hard to build what I've built on my own. So that was just the label. Like, it's mine. That's my Benz.
Like, I went for the brass ring. I actually caught it, and I want to share it with the world. Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, exactly. And there's better Mercedes out there. Like, it's, you know, if my girlfriend has the bigger one. But for me, that's, like, I did it. That was big for me.
I love it. And you definitely sound like you're a self-made businesswoman. You have your own business. Tell us a little bit about your career. What do you do, and what do you think makes you so successful at it?
I do. I'm a medical esthetician. As a little girl, I always struggled with self-worth and just, you know, your overall, how you feel about yourself constantly. So it was always, I always want to make people feel and look their best, but more importantly, feel their best. So that's been a goal of mine for the past 15 years. You just have to stay motivated, and you can't give up. Because, you know, there's days that'll knock you down, but you just have to stay strong.
And as an independent business person, I know the struggles of that, because I'm one of those as well. And there are times where you want to throw in the towel. What has kept you going during those times so you could make it?
My absolute passion for what I do. My passion, my clients, they become more than just an income for me. I mean, of course it's that, but they become my family, my friends. They're all coming to our wedding.
That's great. So when is the wedding?
October of this year coming.
Yay. And are you going to have a Pinterest wedding, a simple wedding? What's your theme?
Well, Stephen, did it start out simple? I think it started out a little bit simple, right?
Yeah. You're spending a lot of money.
It's, you know, well, all right. So it got a little bit out of hand.
Every wedding gets a little bit out of hand. That's what weddings do.
Poor Steve. Steve's building a bunch of stuff. For
what? You're building stuff for this wedding?
Well, he makes, like, custom, like, his thing now is these huge, like, custom barn doors.
Wow.
So he started that. It was a birthday present for me. And now I have him making an ark, a wedding guest book.
Whatever Meg wants to make it.
Cool.
That's awesome. So is it an outdoor wedding if you're building all this stuff?
Yeah, so we're getting married at our home outdoors, and then we'll have a venue after. And we'll be actually decorating. We're not doing limos. We're decorating the Meg's Manmobile. We're taking
that
to the reception.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
now, you guys have these very cool plates. Do you ever have people ask you about them? Do people ever come up to you about your plates in public?
Well, it's always parked in the driveway. And like I said, I work from my home. I have a treatment room in my home. So all my clients get a kick out of it. So it's pretty hilarious.
That's awesome. How about you, Steve? Does anybody ever come up and ask you, who's Meg?
Yes.
Who is this? Yeah. Like, oh my God, we had this delivery guy come to the house once. Sorry for cutting off this. And he was delivering a treadmill. And I opened the garage and I had Meg's Benz and Meg's Man parked side by side. And he's like, and you must be Meg.
Yeah, everything in Meg's world belongs to Meg, definitely.
Yeah, I do. I do go for what I want. I get that from my parents, that's for sure.
She didn't know about the plate. I wanted to surprise her. And I figured she'd think it's, you know.
I thought he was kidding.
Cool.
I thought he was kidding. Because, like, who does that? What man does that? You know, the female men are.
Every one of my friends, you know, they know about the plate and they think it's cool because, you know, I have a good woman in my life and my kids' lives. So they're all happy for me. They think the plate is awesome.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cool too.
It does look cool.
It does. It's a cool plate. I mean, I'm always in search of cool plates. And that has been one of my favorites because it tells a story, even just the plate itself. That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the plate because, like I said, she was my dream girl and, you know, my forever dream girl, actually. I don't mind letting the whole world know that I belong to Meg. I work up in Albany, so I drive 100 miles each way.
It's hilarious, though, when we're out together, like when we're out shopping or going to dinner or whatever, and you can just see, like, people just staring at it, just laughing, like, oh my God.
It'll be other couples, and then the girl will be giving Megan a thumbs up, and then the guy will be shaking his head.
Yeah, like and she's probably yelling at him, like, why don't you do that for me?
Yeah, everyone else has to get that same plate now with their girlfriend's name on it or wife's name on it.
I have a lot of people tell me that they like my plate, though, I do have to say. Like, when I'm out, like, I was just at the DMV the other day, and I get a lot of compliments on it.
They're both great plates. I mean, they're both meaningful, which I think is very cool about it. And that's something I've noticed about doing these interviews. There's so much more to the story and to the person that you have kind of a clue into from the license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there definitely is. And I explained that to Megan that I would never, ever get a license plate on my car. Ever in the past that you know, did anything like that.
I think he likes me a little bit. I'm not sure, but I think maybe a little bit.
A little bit. And so, Meg, you're a medical esthetician, and Steve, you mentioned that you drive professionally. You're a commercial, did you say tractor-trailer driver?
Yes.
And how long have you done that for?
20 years, no accidents.
Awesome.
That's pretty big.
Megan, would you like to share your website and tell us a little about how we can learn more about your services?
Oh, sure. I have a website. It's megansaesthetics.com. From there, you can follow my business Facebook and business Instagram. It's amazing.
We talked a little about what you attribute success in life, in business to, and in relationships too. How about life? Is there any other that's crucial for you to succeed in life and come out ahead?
Well, which one of us do want to go first on this one? Steve, you, me?
No, it's all you.
Okay. my children, first of all, and my parents, definitely, gave me the drive. I'm not going to cry. I'm going to stop right here, but my mom is very sick right now. And I just thank her for everything she's ever done.
Yeah. And we will send lots of prayers and love to your mom.
Thank you. And my dad was self-made, and I watched him build his empire growing up, and I always wanted to follow his footsteps, so.
What was his profession?
He was into real estate. He had a few cable companies, lots of flipping, just always pulling something out of the hat, always successful. So
an entrepreneur through and through.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Well, I wish your mom the best.
Thank you.
And I thank you guys so much for spending some time with me. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up for today?
My oldest son is in the Navy, and he's down in South Carolina. He's actually in the Navy training to be a nuclear engineer. So he we're so proud of him, and we're going down. He graduates from aid school down in Charleston, South Carolina, on March 4th. We're going down to see him graduate. So pretty amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You must be so proud of him.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Him and Ryan. Ryan's an amazing wrestler, so we're proud of all the boys for sure.
So is there a question that you guys would like to ask me before we wrap up?
How are you doing all this with all your different things you got going on? How do you balance it?
I am very good at compartmentalizing my brain. So when I'm doing something, I'm 100% present. That's one thing. I also really love working in teams, so that keeps me accountable. And since I don't have kids, I'm not motivated by making sure my kids have a good life. But because I work in teams, mm-hmm. I'm motivated by making sure my teams are winning and that people I work with are winning. Yeah, whatever winning looks like to them. That's sort of my motto.
I can agree. Totally.
It's a great question. Well, I really appreciate you guys spending some time, and I wish you a very, very happily ever after, and I wish you all the best, and I'm sending lots of love and prayers to your mom, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to get the story behind all those vanity plates driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our sponsors, come and see us at platestory.com. That's PL8story.com, and give us the details. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing this real life love story with your friends and followers. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.